We have a break after this one. So but our next speaker is Lynn Sessions, who leads the Baker Hostetler Healthcare Privacy and Compliance Team in the Digital Assets and Data Management Group. Before that, she got a lot of experience at Texas Children's Hospital. So we will let her speak to us about cybersecurity. All right. Thank you. Okay.
That's fine. Great. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. As I was introduced, I just want to kind of give you a little more context around our healthcare privacy and compliance team. We've got 15 lawyers across the country who are dedicated to helping healthcare organizations through incident response, data breaches, regulatory response to the Office for Civil Rights, as well as any state regulators. We also help out with proactive compliance and preparedness. As part of that, over the almost 15 years I've been at Baker Hostetler, I have personally handled over 1,200 healthcare data breaches. So we have a lot of experience in advising clients in this particular space. I just wanted to set that context as I'm giving you all the information that we're presenting with today. So first thing I'd like to start off with is kind of what we're seeing in data breach threats and trends. This slide I have been using for over a decade, but we add things to it as things are changing within the landscape. So we still are very concerned about employee negligence, things like security failures, where they're doing things like clicking on the wrong emails, or giving information out, giving it to, for example, the wrong patient at discharge, things along those lines. And those are fairly small incidents that we're dealing with, but we're still concerned about lost mobile devices. I still get a phone call at least once a year where a client has a stolen laptop. Good news is it's encrypted. However, the password was in the briefcase or in the backpack with the laptop. This has been happening since my early days of doing this, and it still happens today. So things like that are continuing to happen. We also hear about things that are happening, for example, in large cities where people will come by on motorcycles or on scooters and grab cell phones, and then they'll end up locking that into airplane mode, and then they take those over to other parts of the world and are able to crack into iPhones and other mobile devices by doing that. That's not really employee negligence, but it's just being at the wrong place at the wrong time. And this is happening here in Houston. It's also happening in other large cities like San Francisco, New York, Los Angeles, London, places like that. And then we've got some things around employee ignorance. So these are just things that your employees don't know. So I know many of y'all obviously do annual required training to your employees. You include HIPAA training on that, along with a host of other types of training that we have to include for our employees every year. So sometimes this can just be, a data point of many things that they have to remember. So it's a lack of awareness of what it is that they may need to be doing to help protect your cybersecurity and privacy. Then we are starting to see an uptick of insider issues. Almost every year I will have clients that will say to me, we think there's an insider here, and we're going, it's not an insider. For the last 2 years, I've probably handled, in 15 years I've been doing this, we've probably handled about maybe 10 insider matters. Five of those have been in the last 18 months. So we've seen a real uptick in insider issues, whether it's malicious employees, and this does not include things like snooping or anything like that. These are people who are maliciously trying to get information from or contractors trying to get information from your systems and use them for monetary gain. I've got the Korean insider up here because we've started seeing an uptick in that. CrowdStrike has been talking to us for the last year. CrowdStrike is a forensic investigation firm. Y'all may have seen them on the Super Bowl ad, but they are a forensic investigation firm that is kind of one of the leading firms that we work with. They have started reporting this North Korean insider that are taking IT jobs within organizations, including healthcare organizations, and they are sending money back to North Korea. This is going to be obviously on a sanctions list for the United States, and you find out they have not only been taking money from the organization, but also taking data from the organization and then potentially holding that for ransom. We're going to talk a little bit about the ransomware epidemic that we're seeing and have been seeing for the last 5 years, but I just want y'all to be aware of the Korean insider. And they kind of fly under the radar screen because they are oftentimes remote workers. They will send someone else that is local here in the U.S. to do the interviews. They will get by your HR departments, and they will also get by your IT department. So it's kind of some...